God is also in every heart. He is also resides in you. He is watching our every action. Similarly, God in man and you must also look for your shortcomings, but just lovingly. He wants to watch everything. So always remain in the presence, and that is why Kabir says, let Master, when Master initiates, Master is not the body, you see, it is the God power working in him. When he just initiates you, he resides with you forever. One thing, that he is always present. Will you do anything? Tell lies? Deceive others? Act or pose? No. And further, don't you just live up to what he says. If you love me, keep my commandments. Purposely don't transcend. If any unknowingly anything happens, that's another thing. But purposely, intentionally don't do anything what he wants you not to do. And if you do these things, you have nothing to fear even in the three worlds. These are what things are required to be lived up to, you see. Very simple things these are, Mother, what you should do then, every day morning. Yes, or evening, both. Just put in time for your bhajan, very simple. How? Like a child. When the child sit together, they all forget everything. With a clean heart. With nobody, enmity with nobody. Like a child. For the kingdom of God is for the children. Just child goes to his mother. Tanyani draws inferences to go to every child of his mother. To make him go into his lap. Into her lap. Say your prayers like that. This is everything. And in the evening too, like that. What you do in the evening? Like a hard task master. Introspect yourself. What I've done today. In the beginning you won't find any shortcoming in you because that has become a habit. There are so many drawbacks in us. As very voraciously that are the biographies of the saints, great men. I think not less than more than 300 biographies I would read even in my student life. And upon each man's life, you see, there is something to introspect his own life. Something one way or the other. They did something to just supervise his own self. But how do you make no allowance like a hard-tossed master? Don't spare yourself. Then what will you do? Then, if you have done anything wrong, repent. That's very much necessary. Shed tears. God, I will forgive me. I won't do it in future. And what will you do next for future beyond the God? This is what is meant by the diary that is given to you. I have kept all through life as a student. So we don't care what we are doing, you see. Something passes over our mouth, we don't know what we are telling you. Think twice before you give out, say something. How will it affect? Think twice what you write. When you are in anger, don't reply anybody else. Go to a separate place, like a plague, chicken man, you see. Don't show your face. Be in normal condition, then read it. Those are not, I mean, perfect, you see. Man is let down himself already. And they are also let. So main thing is, for the purpose of diary, is your main thing. From all tonight. In that case, you will also, I think, the Pelvin system memory probably you have read. That is only just to remember from on what did I do. In the beginning you say, I rose up, I took a bath and eat and went to my business, a shop and this. When you go into the well, when you were just taking bath, what were you thinking? Even thoughts are pushing you. These are the things which have to be watched. If you do it well, it is not difficult to meet God, but it is difficult to make a man. So for that reason, see no evil. And hear no evil. Talk no evil and think no evil. You will say. If anybody sees any evil against anybody, oh yes, he's like that. He'll work like an unpaid apprentice of the CAD of God. He's watching like him. We do not care for these things. Result is, we do not progress. By God's grace, you have been given concert with the light and the sound principle. What stands in the way? Simply these things. So each man, whether each one of us, must work up to that. Whereas somebody say, we are senior, what? That's all right. Others say, we are old ones, some new are coming, or whatever. No, no, no. A new man who does like it will go ahead of you. Whoever does it, you'll have it. That's right. So we have to be very careful about that. These are very little things. But little things harm you more than anything else. If you just care, take care for the penny, the pound will be saved. You don't care for the little things daily crossing your mind, thinking of others, seeing evil in others, talking, hearing about it. That, after all, won't affect you. It is said of an issue. He was living in a jungle. One king went there for hunting. He just found the hut, I mean, of the rishi. He entered, he wanted some water, etc. He had it, then he went, he had that arrow and what they call, bow and arrow bow. He thought, perhaps I will take it at home, let it remain here. He said, well, rishi, will you, I will leave it here, when I come, I will take it. He said, no, not at all. No, no, I think you won't, but all right, let it remain. He left the bow and the arrow both there. Now the rishi was a rishi. How it affects it? He would come round. What is it? Arrow and bow. Then he went out. One day, twice, thrice, when he passed, he just his attention fell on those two things. Then, one day he thought, let me see what it is after all. He just took it and tried what, how it works. He became a hunter. If you see things like that, be very cautious, you see. It is just like a man, what is the, who has got the awful power, he can live amongst the snakes, and the snakes by them won't affect him. But the man who is not awful, has not got the awful power, everybody will beat him, will suffer. That is why I say sometimes, you see, behave, you see, be very cautious, you see. Had the rishi not allowed him to remain dancing there, he was passing the reward, That goes in place. Let us see what it is. He began to hunt. So you care for these very small things, as I told you. You'll see for yourself what you become. If you are like that, Iqbal, a great poet, will pass away now. He says, why Prophet Moses went to the Sinai mountain to seek God? Did he not know that God is after finding some man on earth? He is finding out us. We are not men, we are beasts and men. Depending on appearance, we are God in man, body. But our habits, our nature, everything is like beasts, animals. Even worse than that. Even worse than serpents biting. So God is in search of man who is a man, you see. Why should he go to angels? He is searching for us. He is going around. Nobody can find him. Baba Jan was saying, I tell you, our grand guru, the guru, master, our master, he was living by the river Bias. He went to the Murray Mountains, passed by, when our master was just, he was an SDO. He was just busy in his work, and one man was along with Baba Jan Singh. Baba Jan Singh told him, I have come for this man. He said that he had never accosted you, he never wished you. Then yes. So even the master was seeking for somebody who is a man. After all, it is known, I think, easy job. It's very soul trembles to become a master, you see. It's not easy. It is selection by God, with His help only that can be carried out. Never dream of that, I tell you. Be disciple. Though he becomes a true disciple, he is selected sometimes, for example. So these are the things, very tiresome things appear to be. For that purpose, this diary system has been introduced. And perhaps you have not appreciated it, true meaning of it. When you are given one thing to start with, and you live up to that, why don't you problem? You must have gone. It is years now. Some 8 years and no new things, even before. Then where are you standing? How many of you have gone to the third plane? I don't think they are all lingering on the astral plane. Reason why? Because you don't live up to what you are told. We simply make allowances. In the general sense, we are seniors, we are like they're good speakers with their life, this and that, and all. You can't have this involved, you see. Perhaps this is the only thing that I have to tell you. That will be of your use if you abide these words in your hearts and live up to them. Just keep diaries, be regular. Like a child, go to your father every morning, every time he is in bed. It doesn't mean you do not do your work, you see. Do your work after all. Just do your that has been allotted to you by God, you see, to look after your family, your children, like that, you see, and help others. So this is what is needed. Don't forget your own self, what you are. It is the grace of God only. There was one master, I tell you. He always used to say, I am a king. Master was the, I mean, initiated a king, you see. King was boasting, I am great man, I am this, I am that. I am very wonderful, I can do this, I can do that. Of course, kings can do anything they like. So what happened? One day master told him, well, look here, what is your value? Have you ever considered about it? Oh yes, I am very much a value. I am worth in tons of gold and emeralds like that. I am a king. In one beck and call, well, whole troops are there ready to fight this and that. Oh. He says, you will permit me, but I don't even let you know what is your real worth. Say, yes, then all right. Then you lie down. Relax yourself. Simply, close your eyes. And what I do, don't mind. What it is, you see, in life to relax and place, eyes closed, you see. And the master took it by the legs and put it around his neck and just sat down and carrying him on up in the street. Look here, anybody, this is the king's coat, dead body, anybody going to purchase it for $1, half dollar? He came up to 1 penny, even half penny. Whoever said, oh, this so-called guru has killed the king, so we will all be caught, we all fled away like anything. Even for half any nobody would like to purchase the body of the king. Brought him back. And do you know what is your worth, please? You have with your ears? Then he said, you see, he had all of these words in his mouth. Man has no worth. is God's grace. It is God's grace that gives you salvation. Otherwise, what's your God, you see? If you die, nobody keeps your body for more than 2 days. It will give bad odor. You see? So this is, you see, don't. This is His grace that we are working in the body. It is His grace that we have got love, something to know God, you see. It is His grace that you have been put on the body. Even if you have got some progress on the way, it is His grace. And grace of whom? The God working through Master, not God living in heavens. So mind that, you see. Be a good servant. Who becomes a good servant, really, true sense of the word, he becomes a master. These are my few words. God knows whether I come again or not, it is in His hands. But if you live up to that, you will be never left alone. God will help you. With whomsoever you meet, just convey this my words. Live one another, love one another, that's all. And I think if a father sees his children in all loving embrace, he will be pleased even to hear about them. At least I am pleased. Before I came, I was not so pleased as I am now when leaving, you see. You have a more loving attitude. And we should still progress more. And love beautifies everything. That's all. If there is any shortcoming anywhere, well, each one has got shortcomings. Forgive and forget. That's the only way you can do. So I tell you, as my Master loved me, I loved you. For no compensation but to do the will of my Master. I wish you live up you are told to do it. That's all. These words are coming out of my heart, you see. And you just abide by them, you wonderfully progress. God never lets anybody alone, you see. That's what Christ said, I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee till at the end of the world. Body do leave. But that God power working at the human power does nothing. So with these best wishes, you see, I would like to depart, but my wishes will always be with you. I will always hear from you the loving thoughts be radiated to me there. I'm just simply too pleased, you see. If any father feels his children loving one another, then I think father is pleased, you see. If you are obedient, so much the better. If you surrender yourself, all is yours, I tell you. This is the greatest thing. And that starts from keeping it that, I tell you. Don't underrate it. It means something. Those of you who have no time, well, like a hot dog, don't speak yourself. One and all, you see, you will find change in your life. You will see change for your own self. And this is, I think, what all I expect of you, you see. And it is in your own interest. Announce my pleasure for nothing, you see. That is helping our Master used to say. But don't be just in so disobedience. Lie down and let everybody take you while loading you in the cars or in something, in the trucks. You also help, you see. That is helping the Master too, in a way. Task becomes easier. He wants to give you what? God, I tell you honestly. But you are not ready to help. He has given you something, but you don't appreciate it. This is my best wishes. I have always been with you and remain with God's grace. The God working through my Master, you see.
On behalf of the group known as the Rahani Satsang of Louisville, Kentucky.
All our Lord,
we wish to express our deepest thanks.
Thank you. Sure, thanks will come when you live up to that. Each one of you. I don't think that you're not living, but still become ideal.
I see that some strangers are here tonight. If any of you wish to know more about the work that we're doing, well, I'll be very glad to hear from you. And thank you all for coming. What is, Mr. Strayden?
Yes, Master, I have a question.
Yes, please.
I judge that love you're talking about is a very positive, outgoing type of force, though emotional, whatever you want to call it. Speaking for myself and perhaps for quite a few other members of this group, I find it very difficult to really love everybody. Very difficult. I find it possible to take a negative approach and maybe suspend my dislike of people. But if somebody wrongs me in my judgment, about the best I can do is just, I won't dislike them.
Yeah.
But as far as turning on a positive power of love, that is extremely difficult. And then, of course, in addition, I'd like to... It seems to me fair to say that there are very marked temperamental differences. I mean, a scientific man with a scientific point of view certainly is not so trained in the power of affection, of love, as a man, who's bent is toward politics. Then the only additional comment I have, if you want to call it a question, this business of God hunger. I'm afraid I, speaking for myself, and this is a moment of complete honesty, I'm afraid I don't hunger for God. I think that may be my trouble. That may be the reason I'm not progressing any faster. I mean, God to me is a theoretically desirable person, a force, a state, a condition, or whatever. I look at it one way one day and another way the next, but I'm afraid I don't actually hunger for him. I hunger with all of my heart and soul. Can you suggest any practical means that people in my predicament that would speed us up?
Yes. You see, it is the grace of God that we have got the man body. Out of him, we have got not very strong hunger, but we have got some chance of little, what you say. By your discrimination, you consider that this is the right thing we should do, that appeals to somebody. All those who have just given up to the other things, out of millions, how many people come up that way? Those who have got some inkling, some slight thought even, by discrimination or as a reaction of the past. Sometimes man is very bound, you see, he has very, from the childhood he has got that way of living. Others by discrimination and by company of those who have been on the way. You want to be a doctor, you see, then you sit by in the company of doctors, naturally you will develop that interest, that hunger for that, by company, by radiation, by constant living with him. Similarly, some have got just this as a very child. Generally, when we come up, we have got intellect, we have to work by discrimination. Just discriminate right from wrong. When we consider something right, we like to put up. But when you have got little thought for that, about the mystery of life, what it is, I consider that day the highest in the man's life, greatest day in the man's life, because that question cannot be stamped out. You stamp out by your being very busy in one way or the other, still that question wakes up. So that waking up, when God sees, He makes some arrangement to bring you in contact from somewhere where you are put on the way. Then further also company helps you. Discrimination in company. And also you get something to contact with Him. When you sit by, say, ice, all heat is gone. Naturally, when you come to bowl, in contact with that, naturally those very hunger will be till further, more and more. The more you have that taste, that energy to desire that more in comparison to others. So as I started first, we are satsangi not made in one day. Rome was not built in a day. Though you have got some inkling for that, that is why you are so many people here. Why the thousands of millions living in the towns? This is the fate of, by grace of God, that we have got some inkling like that. And that is, by that inkling also then enables one to seek, by discrimination others, through literature, by company. Then when God sees that really that man is something groping, that He makes some arrangement, some or other, to bring in contact somewhere, He is put on the way. To be put on the way, as I told you, that does not make a man so familiar. We are on permission on the way. The more we contact with that God in His special power, all qualities in Him, you see, we are soul. We have got the same quality as that of God. But those have been hidden. I mean, just duped down you there. And you have that instinct, you see, and you have some contact. The more you have contact, the more you have company of those who are that way. Naturally, that flares up. That hunger becomes strong. So this way is the only way, you see. We cannot love everybody, that's right. If you have no hatred for others, you are improved. That is only if man thinks he will love you. If you have no inkling like that, naturally that won't affect you, that will go back. And affect the very person from whom that thought has emanated. You are saved. If you have no, love comes next when you come in contact with God, He is thy Savior, that is developed. It is already ingrained in us. But if you have no hatred for others, I think this is on the way, on the halfway to perfection. Then naturally we are saved from what you see. We do that, so I quite appreciate this frankness, you see. Really we are on the way to it. That is why I have suggested diaries. I quite see. Man does not become in one day satsangi. We are called a satsangi. We have not become so far. To become a satsangi we have joined this thing. We have got something. And if we go on earnestly like that, I think we will be overflowing with the love of God and also who come in contact. When you come in contact with some God-intoxicated man, the same is radiated. You see? The man who is overflowing with that way. So we are all on the way to perfection. If we start that day, they will come. At least there was something. And the reactions of the past, all by discrimination, all by company, that has come within us. We are trying, of course. We go, flesh is strong, strength appears to be weak. But when we come in contact for that, that is why you are suggested to have group meetings. Every day take up some scriptures. Every day morning after meditation. Those will give you an impetus to be on the way, to high on the way. So these are the helping factors, you see. If you are really after it, when day will come, you become like that. If you sit by a parasana daily, you begin to exert. You cannot become very strong, you see, wrestler one day, but time by regular practice you will become like that. Every saint has his past, and every sinner a future. There is hope for everybody. God help you. That's all. My best wishes are you. With you. That's all I can say. So thanks so much about administrator for the, we were quite at home, you see, yes. What's all this? So I think this prasad won't help you more than the words that I have said to you. If at all you want it, this is something you think you need to finish.
Good evening and welcome to the Satsang for Master Kirpal Singh. The recording you listened to was the last 30 minutes of Master's wonderful farewell talk called What is a True Satsangi? It was given on November 14, 1963 in Louisville, Kentucky. Our reader tonight is David Halliburton. Hello, David.
Hi, Christine. I'm going to continue reading from Morning Talks, picking up where I left off last time in Chapter 2. All souls are the children of God. God resides in every heart. With that viewpoint, you should share with others who are really needy. To give our money just to established places where there are millions already, what good does that do? Charity really bears fruit if shared with others who are needy, naked, and poor. So all masters say this, and such is the viewpoint of really spiritual people. Our custom is just to contribute, but we don't see how the money is spent. If the money has been spent just for the upkeep of one or two men, for a single man, well, he has to pay for it. God does not spare him. Just live on your own earnings and share with others. Such people can only progress in the spiritual way. That gives self-expanse. At the time of giving, you feel a little joy within. This is natural and is the main compensation that you have there and then. So generally, all men should share with others who are needy, naked, poor, support less orphans and widows, and others who have nobody to look after them, or in some noble purpose to enable them to sit together and find the way back to God. So such like charity is advocated by all saints. First, we should earn our livelihood honestly, then share with others, maybe the least. Yesterday I was telling you that one-tenth was generally prescribed by the old wise men from the time history began, and also from the time of Abraham. If it is not possible to give one-tenth, then give one-twentieth, one-thirtieth, one-fortieth, maybe a single pence, but it should have that angle of vision to share with others. A man who earns, say, $1 a month and who gives one-tenth, well, that is worth more than a man who earns thousands of dollars and who only gives $5. The masters never object to see even one-tenth. They never reject, and for that a regular account is kept and that is audited. The master lives on his own earnings. Some people make it a business. That's a good way of earning money, I tell you. Hundreds and thousands you can have without any labor. But one who does that has to bear the reaction of what he has done, and then he will cry. So the general rule is to earn your own livelihood honestly, in which nobody's blood is squeezed, in which undue things have not been usurped by you. God sees what you are doing. The other rule is that your earnings should be to maintain yourselves and share with others. For example, if you are rowing in a boat and there is a hole in the boat through which the water is coming in and filling the boat, what do you do? You throw out the water with your hands. Otherwise, you will drown. If you have got more money than you really require for your own maintenance, then just share with others. Otherwise, you will be doomed. So by giving away, you don't lose. At the end of the year, you will see that the money has been saved in some other way, by freedom from sickness or any other troubles that arise, generally, and which involve expenditure. Our master used to say, "All right, you give away 1/10, and at the end of the year, just count. The very money that you have given has been saved where you had no sickness." You have understood? Earn your livelihood in an honest way, first of all. That is why I don't accept anything given by those who are not initiated, because who knows how they have earned the money? Even if the initiates earn by dishonest means, that also carries effect. But anyway, there is the master power overhead to account for it. The first thing is that you must earn your money by honest means. Then share as much as you can for the good of others. That will expand yourself. Just start with the minimum, then give more and more until you give your own self too. Baba Sawan Singh used to give 1/10, but after he would send all his earnings to his master, who would then return something for the livelihood of Baba Sawan Singh's family. This is the ultimate. We have to give away our body, our intellect, our soul, our everything. The more you are divested of all these things, the more you are free, you are nearer to God. There are instances to show in the lives of saints. Christ said, "It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven." He further said, "All right, give everything to the poor, and then come to me." So, we have to give slowly, bit by bit, until we give everything to God. The masters give teachings in all phases of life. First, live an ethical life, share with others, and then devote time by contacting your soul with the all-pervading power within you, and also be of use to others. A man is only called a man who is of use to others. Even animals are of use to their children. If you act like them, then what is the difference between man and an animal? These things are to be noted and acted upon. You will find a change. On the first day of the month, according to the East, people ask what is ahead of them in the coming month. So, masters say that the people should turn to the right way. The special message for this month is, what you have sown, you must unearth. Or, as you sow, so shall you reap. If any trouble has arisen, that is a reaction of the past. Now, set your way right. What you are suffering is the result of your own actions. You must change your line of action and remember God. This is the teaching. Masters are never attached to any formalities, what month is starting or what month is ending. They say, contact your soul with God, or keep the sweet remembrance of God, and also look to your means, how you are earning. Whatever you are suffering is a reaction of the past. They say, all right, what you have done, you have to suffer for, but for the future, you must change your way of life. So this is the way in which the teachings are given, in whatever way the people like most. So what is given for this month is that what you have sown, you are reaping. If you want to have better prospects, then sow the other way. Those who give, they receive. Those who do not give, how can they receive? If it is given to nature, then nature returns in some other form. That's all. The other thing is, start from today and just remember God. The month in which you do this will sow seeds of prosperity for you. People are stuck to the outer formalities only. They do not follow what the teaching or message is given about, which concerns the purpose of maintaining life and future prosperity, physically and spiritually. Chapter 3 of Morning Talks, Don't Think Evil of Others. Never hurt anybody. We hurt others by thinking ill of them. We think ill of others. We scheme. This is wrong, as thoughts are very potent. When you think ill of others, that reacts to them like a telegraphic wire. You may not be telling anybody anything, but if you think of them, radiation is there. Once Akbar, who was a great emperor of India, was told by his minister that thoughts were very potent and that great care should be taken in what we think of others. Akbar asked his minister how he knew this. The minister said, all right, I will give you a concrete example. Let us go outside. So both of them went outside, and they saw one man coming towards them at a distance of a few furlongs. The minister said to the king, look here, just think something about this man in your mind, and when he comes near, you might ask him what crossed his mind at that time. You are only to look and think. The king thought in his mind that this man should be shot. The man approached the king, and the king asked him, when you saw my face, what thoughts crossed your mind? The man said, Emperor, excuse me, but I thought that I should beat you with my fists and break your head. So, thoughts are very potent. If you think evil of others, the other man will react. You should be careful how you speak to people. If you speak ill to another and say, you are a fool, and things like that, or if somebody calls you a name and you react in the same way, what is the result? There will be a flare-up. A man calls you once, twice, and that results in a fight. This is by words. Their very root is the thought. A man speaks out of the abundance of his heart. Whatever is lying there, those things take the form of words. Then words lead to fighting. So don't hurt the feelings of others in thought, word, or deed. Even in very religious places, if a dozen men are working together and they start thinking evil of one another, with the result that the thoughts radiate and react in another's mind. You follow my point? The heart is the throne of God. The body is the temple of God. If you defile the throne where God is, then who will sit there? So blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Purity mainly lies in not thinking evil of others, in thought, word, and deed. There are other factors too, but this is the main factor. Wherever you sit, even in an ashram, if one man thinks of somebody else, that goes round like anything. That is just like a plague, an infection. A rat infested by plague goes around and spreads that infection everywhere. So this is a very strict condition. Don't be the unpaid apprentices of the CID of God. Don't take the law into your own hands. If you think good of others, you will radiate good. If you purify your mind, you will purify the minds of others. By thinking ill of others, we spoil our own temples of God first, and then defile them. Outwardly, we are all right, quite clean, but our hearts are impure. We are defiled by thinking ill of others. We are all parts of the same machinery. If even one part is out of order, the machinery will stop working. So that is why it is said, wanted, reformers, not of others, but of themselves. Charity begins at home. We should first reform ourselves. Example is better than precept. So today's subject is don't think evil of others in word, deed, and mind. If you think of anybody else, always think good of them. Why? Because they are your brothers and sisters in God. God is active in every heart. Our bodies are the temples of God. If we think evil, first we defile our temples. Then we defile others. Instead, we should think, peace be unto all the world over under thy will, O God. This is what Guru Nanak gave out in his prayer. Let all the world be happy. How can it be happy if you defile everybody? So the foremost thing is not to think evil, speak evil, or hear evil of others. If you come to know something, then it is for you to just keep it to your own self and try to privately tell others concerned for their own well-being. We should not become reformers of each other. We should reform ourselves first. If we have sympathy for others, we should tell them privately what we think, or that they are doing wrong. Then the other person will care to listen. If a blind man is there and you say, "Oh, blind man," he will take it to heart. If we simply say, "Well, dear friend, when did you lose your sight?" The purpose is served. There are ways and means to express. So speaking, you might say, is an art. The same words that carry a loving and peaceful effect can also create fire. This is what we have to guard against. So we should not think evil of others at heart, in mind, word, or deed. God is not difficult to meet, but it is difficult to be a man. Man is in the make. God is seeking after a man who is a man. So when you are ready, God will come and also give you a commission. I went to London, I remember, on my first tour. There were two children, about 7 or 8 years old, that were given initiation for hearing. I asked them, "What do you want?" "We want to become masters," they said. "All right," I said. "You have been put on the way. Improve, progress on the way, and you might be selected as a master." God is after finding out some man who is a man so that his work may go on. It is not for us to pray for this, but for God to select who is fit for the job. Hankering, or only propaganda to have that position, which is not in man's hands, won't do. It is a commission from God. I told the children, "Well, you may become a master, that's all right. You have been put on the way. Go on with it, and you may be selected as a master." Each one has, after all, to come to perfection. It is no sin. Every saint has his past, and every sinner his future. This starts where? From our own self. First of all, we should not think evil. If there is evil in your mind, out of the abundance of heart, a man speaks. That radiates by thought and by word. First and foremost, this is the teaching of the masters. We should examine our own self and see how we stand, where we stand. Because these things are there, how can we aspire to become masters? So purity of mind is essential. Let it not be defiled by the thinking of evil thoughts. You should pray for forgiveness. You should also forgive and forget. Generally, we don't forget. We say, "Oh, I don't mind." But that poison goes on working in our mind. That affects sooner or later. So whenever anybody hurts your feelings in word or deed, forgive. Forgiveness is the only sweet water that will wash away all dirt. Justice won't do it. Mind that. If you want justice, then that will react. Forgiveness only washes away all dirt. Forgive and forget. This is the way to spirituality. A man once went to Lord Buddha and began to insult him like anything. He went on in this way for 1, 2, 3 hours until it got dark. When night fell, he wanted to go away. So Lord Buddha said, "Well, dear friend, just tell me one thing." The man asked what Buddha wanted to know, to which Buddha replied, "If anybody brings some present to somebody, and if that person does not accept it, with whom is it left?" The man replied, "With the person who brings that present." Well, said Buddha, the present you have brought, I don't accept it. So these are the things to be developed in us and lived up to. If you live up to them, your thoughts, your radiation will change. It is not a matter, I think, of acting or posing. It is a matter of living. The masters used to say, those who live up to what I say, I am their servant. They are my bosses. I will serve them to the best I can. Truly, any son who would be obedient to his father and would do all the things that what he wants, naturally, he is most dear to the father. This is not done by mere outward assent, acting, or posing, because the mind radiates. The master knows the mind, not the outward things. These things are not explained in general talks. They are given in heart-to-heart talks, in which you are being given these topics. The secret of success is to keep your mind unalloyed. Chapter 4, Natural Diet. A natural diet consists of fresh fruits, vegetables, nuts, grains, and permitted dairy products. Animal foods such as meat, fish, fowl, eggs, or their byproducts, and spices and intoxicants should be strictly avoided. A strict vegetarian diet is what is wanted. The stomach should also remain partly empty. Let half of the stomach be full with food, one-fourth with water, and let one-fourth remain vacant, so that digestion will not be difficult. The more your stomach is clear, the more concentration you will have. If your stomach is upset, then naturally you cannot sit. You cannot concentrate. So, to help you in your meditations, the stomach should be set. No overfeeding should be indulged in. Eat when you feel really hungry, not every time putting in something. Two meals a day are enough, though you may have a little breakfast in the morning. Sometimes the masters say that those who would like to progress more should have only one meal a day. Let the stomach remain partly empty. If you put more food in it than can be digested, naturally the things which are not digested will create disease. Eat as much as you can digest. Give some rest to your poor stomach. It takes at least 4 or 5 hours to digest anything. If you eat too much, too often, your stomach will revolt. Eat a simple vegetarian diet, and only as much as you really need. The servant who is engaged to work 24 hours will revolt. He must have some rest during the day and night. So the stomach should also have rest, and that will only commence 4 or 5 hours after you've taken your food. If you take food at 8 a.m., then 12 noon, then 4 p.m., then 8 p.m., your stomach will have no time to rest. So, simple diet, simple living, and high thinking is what is required. And that's all the time I have. I've been reading from Morning Talks. I started with Chapter 2 and made it all the way to the beginning of Chapter 4. Thank you, Master.
And thank you, David, for reading Master's inspiring words. There were 52 participants at tonight's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you, Divine Master, for bringing us together to receive your valuable guidance and blessings.
I think a life is stepping stone to spirituality. We must be chaste. We must be honest. We must be forgiving. Forgive and forget. That's the only remedy for anger.